Oh, is that you, dear? Are you? Oh, my dear one. You look absolutely darling in your new outfit. Yellow is definitely your color. Come here. Let me get a closer look at you. Yes, it's lovely. You really brighten up the room just by being in it. How does it feel on you? I hope it is comfortable. Good. I imagine you haven't had many opportunities to wear silk before. I just cannot get enough of it. And right now, I cannot get enough of you either. Now, I have to warn you that what you will be doing today is a little different than most days. Ordinarily, during decoration duty, you would just make some light conversation with me as I go about my business when I'm in the room. But even though you have not been here long, I have singled you out for a special occasion. No, no, no need to be nervous, dear one. It's written all over your face. No, although this is important, you really do not need to do much at all. You see, I am having a very important meeting today. There is a noble from a foreign country coming to visit. All I need you to do is stay by my side during the discussion. Yes, that is all. You may speak if someone addresses you, but otherwise, there is no need to do anything other than be your usual charming self. Still, I do apologize that I am involving you in my work so soon. I really do try to start out small most of the time, but I can be quite opportunistic, and I just cannot help but think that you will suit my purposes flawlessly. You have a face that is both innocent and inviting, which is just perfect for today. Ah, and I have also decided that we will be doing our feeding before the meeting. Do not worry. I promise I won't get any blood on your darling new outfit. Well, it's mostly just for extra effect. When dealing with nobles, it is very important to keep them from thinking they have power over you. That is why we are meeting in my home in the first place. And it is why I want you to have visible bite marks. My bites heal quickly, so for the best effect, feeding immediately before the meeting will be for the best. Oh, but I hope you do not get the impression that we need to rush. This is your first real feeding, after all. I have allotted plenty of time so that it can be special. With that in mind, sit a little closer to me, won't you, dear? Much better. You know, I think that being so close together for so long is half of the reason I enjoy feeding. It feels like we're connecting on a deeper level. Now, show me your neck, dear. Do you remember where I bit you before? I doubt you'd easily forget. I do not think I told you last time just how wonderfully delicious you are. The flavor is... oh, how to describe it? Not exactly sweet, but... delicate. Yes. Very delicate. And so warm. You run at a higher temperature than most. And it makes that delicate flavor fill my mouth. Despite its subtlety, I need more, much more. So darling, the way you gasp like that. Are you feeling a bit overwhelmed? Do not worry, my dear one. You will get more accustomed to it as time goes on. Bear with me for now. But you may keep gasping and fidgeting if you like. I rather enjoy it. As so long as you keep your neck still for me. was absolutely splendid. I do not play favorites with my dear ones. But, well, let us just say that I will be especially excited for feeding time whenever your turn comes around. Now, let me clean you up. You have probably noticed, but I have plenty of warm water, cloth, and bandages ready. No need to worry about sterilization. Vampire saliva takes care of that naturally. Now, show me your neck again, dear, so I can get you nice and clean. Lovely. I am really quite thrilled with you, my dear one. You have a nice, easy spot to sink my fangs into. Your blood tastes wonderful. And you clean up and heal so easily. It is almost as if you were born for this. Now, let me just apply the bandage. But remember, we want to show off your bite marks with pride. So we must make sure to take it off before the meeting. I would say you are looking more relaxed than before. That is perfect. I am glad you react that way to feedings. I would like you to do your best to keep that relaxed demeanor. When our guest arrives, I want it to be clear to him that you are content living here with me. You are content here, I hope. I am glad. Aside from my work, making sure my dear ones are happy is my top priority in life. Or on death, I suppose. Oh, that is right. I suppose I have not really explained what I do. Well, I do not think there is really a name for it, but essentially, I am involved in politics. More specifically, I back people who want more power, both financially and through my contacts. In the return, I charge a down payment, and I am promised reimbursement after they achieve their goal. I know, it is certainly an unusual occupation. But as a vampire who's lived for centuries, I have been able to accumulate a tremendous amount of wealth and allies. This is the best way I have found to make proper use of them. Take the man that we will be meeting today as an example. He used to be a low-ranking noble in a monarchy very far from here. I am in the process of installing him as the new king. Honestly, this has been one of the easier jobs I have done. This nation has been suffering from a terrible famine, so the common folk are already frustrated. All I had to do was send in some people to rile them up further, and then give them the idea to storm the castle to get at the royal food supplies. During this meeting, we will be going over how I will be installing him as the new monarch. What is the matter, dear? You seem concerned. Well, I will admit that my business is morally gray at best. But when you get to be as old as me, you realize that often these changes mean very little in the long run. I do, of course, avoid taking clients that I believe will be tyrants. Chances are, anything my client chooses to do as king will be written over in the coming generations, much as they would if the original king had remained in power. Another question. My. You are very inquisitive this evening. What is it, my dear one? Yes, that is true. I did not go into much detail about why exactly I want you to be here for this meeting. Basically, you are a reminder. Whenever my client looks at you, he will be reminded of both my power and my kindness. You demonstrate my power by being in my possession. The simple fact that you and the other dear ones belong to me shows how wealthy I am to be able to take care of all of you. And by showing off your bite mark, I remind him of my ancient and powerful vampiric nature. But more than that, the fact that you are well-fed, well-dressed, and happy will ensure that he understands that I believe in treating people well. If he plans to be a compassionate ruler, it will reassure him that we have the same ideals. However, if he plans to be cruel, he will know that he risks angering me. I can tell already that you can fulfill this role for me perfectly. You are so cute and a little bit timid. Most of all, your gentle face is so calming. Honestly, I could go on and on about you, but let it suffice to say that you are just what I need for today. Oh. That is so sweet of you to say. But you do not need to repay me for anything. I do not consider you to be in my debt at all. Just being your darling, sweet self has made you more than worth the cost of buying you. Now let me remove the bandage so we can see how your bite marks look. Ah, that is perfect. The bleeding has stopped, but you can tell the marks are fresh. Until it heals completely, there will be no doubt to anyone who sees you that you belong to me. Now, my client should be arriving any moment. Until he gets here, let us enjoy each other's company a bit longer, shall we?